The final day of the Kentucky three-day event was packed with excitement and saw the leaderboard change fairly significantly. Overnight leaders and the winner these last 3 years, Michael Young and Fisher O'Connor, were last to enter the arena without a single rail in hand, and they used it up slipping into second place. The new Kentucky champion is British rider Oliver Townend, who added no penalties to his dressage score on four-star first-timer Cooley Masterclass.
I absolutely love coming here. The crowd's fantastic. The facility's second to none. Everybody's so hospitable. The organising team have just been so helpful, and I'd come every week by choice. It's just obviously a very expensive job to bring horses. But it's top class event.
The highest placed US rider in third place, and so the new USEF four-star national champion, is Marilyn Little on RF Scandalous.
I'm really lucky to be coming out of this weekend with a sound horse that's very confident. I think she's a better horse than she was when she came into the competition, and that's a real blessing when you're at the four-star level, because that's not always the case.
Unusually, Little only started eventing fairly recently and combines this discipline with pure show jumping. Little was the only rider to contest both the three-day event and the Grand Prix at the Horse Park this weekend. It's been 10 years since an American rider won the event. Five horses travelled over from Europe to compete here this year, and they all finished in the top 20, four of them in the top 10. Townend won the Burley four-star last fall, and the Kentucky win this weekend now completes two legs of the Rolex Grand Slam. He'll be aiming to win Eventing's Triple Crown next weekend on a different horse at Badminton in England. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.